It's Thursday the 9th of July 2015 and I'm in Campbellton, New South Wales in Australia, still working at the University of Western Sydney, and I'm just doing this as I'm walking to work and somebody's trimming a hedge. Yeah, that's passed. So I'm just walking up to the campus now. It's my last full day. I had my last run this morning, so I just calculated that I've done 32 miles altogether in the 2 weeks I've been here. 5 miles a day here and 3 miles a day at Parramatta. And I'm glad to be getting a rest, to be honest. My feet are getting a bit sore. There's a lot of uphill running here, which means that there's actually a lot of downhill running, and that's pretty bad on your toes. And I'll probably take a couple of days rest from running now. Doing another session in the gym tonight, and that'll be me finished with my exercise while I'm in Australia. It's always nice to get some exercise before you do a long haul flight, and I've got 2 long haul flights starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. So I was up at 6:30 this morning as usual, but tomorrow morning I'll have to be up even earlier at 6 o'clock to get ready, finish off packing, and walk down to Campbelltown Station to get a train at 7:25 down to Sydney Airport. I'm already checked in, but it's good to get there early, just as the desks are opening, to make sure that I've got the right seats, see if there are any upgrades available, and to pick up the priority passes that we get, the frequent flyers, to get through the airport quickly. So today I'm off to do some consultations this morning and to do a workshop on thesis marking this afternoon. So I'm finished with the University of Western Sydney for 2015. That's my last working day in Australia over. I was able to phone my good friend and colleague, David Thompson, this morning. I was quite surprised when I can never work out exactly how to do the codes in Australia. It's actually quite easy, but I forget every time I come, and I couldn't remember if I'd been able to phone him at his office or on his mobile from the phone in my office before. I think he's usually phoned me. However, I asked someone about using the phones, and they said that they'd never made an interstate call from within the department. David's down in Victoria. I found that quite incredible, but nevertheless, I just dialed the number and I got him on his mobile. We had a very good chat and caught up. We do a lot of work together, and David was responsible for getting me out to Hong Kong the first time, and so has begun 11 years of constant work in the Far East and Southeast Asia and Australia. So I caught up with some work, had a couple of consultations today, and one with a fairly experienced member of staff and one with a newer member of staff. It's always interesting to get the different perspectives on the place, and then did my a session on marking thesis. I strayed a bit off that onto other topics like different kinds of thesis, different kinds of PhDs, different examination systems, because there's not a great deal to say about marking thesis. I got quite a few questions from colleagues in the room. Nobody at the other end of the video conference asked any questions. I think it's really very difficult way really to deliver things and to get interaction going. I have had questions from people on video conferences before, but I don't think it's the best way. I think it's probably a good way of teaching and just delivering material. But the questions I got weren't really about marking. However, it was a good enough session, and I was able to hand my key back and to get my expenses sorted out. Very important. I paid my own airfare this time, so I'll be looking for that to be coming in quite soon, a couple of £1,000 out of pocket. And I went to MacArthur Square, which is the shopping centre just off the university campus, and I bought myself another West's Tigers t-shirt, just really for old time's sake. I've grown quite fond of them. Just because of the affiliation with my own football team, the Hull City Tigers, at home. Then I went to the gym for 45 minutes and noticed that they were giving away free t-shirts there with the old Aquafit gym logo on them, so I took a small one, might fit my wife, and My eyes were immediately attracted as a Scotsman to the word free. So, as I say, that's my work over here, and I'm going to have dinner, catch up on all my social media and emails and things like that. I've just done my job of putting out the weekly blog to the faculty. I put out an entry early today because I didn't think I'd have time tonight, and I certainly won't have time tomorrow. It's normally Friday I do this, saying there was nothing for the blog this week, and of course that elicited three entries, which is really good. I didn't mean to do that, but it elicited three entries and I was able to get them up and send them out. And I think people really appreciate the publicity that we managed to give people on the blog. Certainly we get lots of hits. We've had tens of thousands of hits on it since it's been up there. Very useful way of getting information out. So that's it until tomorrow morning, when I've got to get up at 0600, finish off packing, get dressed and all the rest of it, and walk down to Campbelltown Station and go to the International Airport. I'm already checked in. I seem to have reasonable seats. I don't know, as I said earlier, whether any upgrades will be on offer, but I'll certainly ask. I'm usually quite lucky coming out of Australia with Cathy. And then I'll hope as well that if I am in premium economy, that the seat next to me, which is empty at the moment, will remain empty as an Emerald flyer, as a Diamond Club member. That's one of the privileges they give you, provided the plane isn't full. But it's really nice. It makes all the difference, especially in premium economy. You can't actually stretch across the seat because of the way the seats are configured, but at least you can keep your bag next to you, and it does give you a sense of privacy and a sense of space. I've got no intention of sleeping on the way to Hong Kong. It's a day flight. It's always quite difficult on planes. I find them quite soporific. But it's an early morning flight. There won't be any alcohol with breakfast, I'm guessing. So I'll just try and do some reading, get on with some work, and pointedly stay awake. Because what I want to do is get on the flight in Hong Kong the next morning, early the next morning, and fall asleep all the way to Manchester.